Congressman Albert Thomas.
Surely, sir. Yes, please.
Get Captain Kermit Gordon before you get him.
All right, sir.
Don't run her off. She's going to stay here. Tell your land away in here, and I'm going to talk a minute, too, but I'll be out in a second so she won't think I've gone. Tell her we're dictating some letters to her kinfolk, Jack. Huh?
Director Gordon.
Kermit.
Yes, Miss.
Looks like Veterans Administration's lobbying with Congress. Albert Thomas called today and said we cut $12 million of it out and put $6 million of it back. He'd protect us. Now, what are they talking about?
Now, let's see. If it were Albert Thomas, this can't be the nursing home. Maybe this is a nursing home matter. That's what it is, Mr. President. This is a nursing home matter.
Did we cut him $12 million on that?
That's right. The number was $8 million in 64 and $12 million in 65 for those nursing homes. Now, those nursing home beds were to be over and above the 125,000 hospital beds. We put them back inside the 125,000 hospital beds. And this reduced the $8 million this year to $5 million, but we haven't yet sent up the supplemental because VA hasn't yet done the work on it. So that this is a part of the supplemental package which didn't go up.
You think you ought to tell that fella? I'll tell him to stay away from this lobbying job.
I'd be happy to tell him, Mr. President. This is really a serious problem you've got with the. Throughout the Kennedy administration, Mr. President, he was playing a double game. He was on the one hand telling the president that that the Congress was going to do so-and-so on Veterans Affairs unless the President met them halfway. And then he'd go up to the Congress and urge them to ask for more from the administration so he'd have a better position with President Kennedy. He was playing the President off against the Veterans Affairs Committee.
Where'd he come from? What's his background?
He's from Chicago. He's a former national commander of the American Legion. I gather pretty well off. He has an interest in the Chicago helicopter service. I don't know what his other business interests are in Chicago. I think he was in a bank there. But he's a spokesman for the service organizations, and I think it's pretty clear that, perhaps I shouldn't say this without being able to back it up with hard evidence. But I can really cite you a number of cases, Mr. President, in which he didn't play square with President Kennedy. In which he told President Kennedy things that weren't so.
How's the best way to stop him?
The best way to stop him, I think, is to start out by letting him know that you expect him to play on the team 100% of the time, and if he doesn't want to play on the team 100% of the time, he better get on some other team.
Okay, much bye.
Thank you.
Waiting.